Whenever I feel abundant, abundance finds me.
When you make the conscious correlation between what you have been feeling and what is actualizing in your life experience, now you're empowered to make changes. If you're not making that correlation and so continue to offer thoughts of lack about things you want, the things you want will continue to elude you. People often, in this misunderstanding, begin to assign power to things outside of themselves in order to explain why they're not thriving in the way they would like. I'm not thriving because I was born in the wrong environment. Or I'm not thriving because my parents didn't thrive, so they couldn't teach me how to do it. I'm not thriving because those people over there are thriving and they're taking the resources that should have been mine. I'm not thriving because I was cheated, or because I'm not worthy, or because I didn't live the right way in a past life, or because my government ignores my rights, or because my husband doesn't do his part, or because. And we want to remind you, your not thriving is only because you are offering a vibration that's different from the vibration of thriving. You cannot feel poor and vibrate poor and thrive. Abundance cannot find you unless you offer a vibration of abundance. Many ask, but if I'm not thriving, then how in the world can I offer a vibration of thriving? Don't I have to thrive before I can offer a vibration of thriving? We agree that it is certainly easy to maintain a condition of thriving when it is already in your experience, because then all you have to do is notice the good that's coming, and your observation of it will keep it coming. But if you're standing in the absence of something that you want, you must find a way to feel the essence of it even before it comes, or it cannot come. You cannot let your vibrational offering come only in response to what is and ever change what is. You must find a way of feeling the excitement or satisfaction of your current unrealized dreams before those dreams can become your reality. Find a way to deliberately imagine a scenario for the purpose of offering a vibration and for the purpose of law of attraction matching your vibration with a real life manifestation. When you ask for the manifestation prior to the vibration, you ask the impossible. But when you are willing to offer the vibration before the manifestation, all things are possible. It is law.